USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe versus Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote, the court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Bitcoin and the Texas city of Fort Worth are making history.
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An Australian man, 51-year-old Scott White, was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison Tuesday for the 1988 murder of American Scott Johnson. White pled guilty to pushing Johnson off a cliff in Sydney, Australia because he was gay. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The man responsible for border security, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has been failing at his job. Republican lawmakers claim he can't handle the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and needs to be impeached. Mr. Mayorkas replies on CNN.
I am incredibly proud to work with 250,000 dedicated and talented personnel, and I look forward to continuing to do so. I am focused on mission and supporting our incredible workforce.
Republican Representative Michael Guest on Newsmax Monday claims Mayorkas is lying about securing the border as he's seen it firsthand.
Certainly not true. I had the opportunity to visit the border twice within the last 2 weeks. Went to El Paso and then returned to Eagle Pass. And when I was there, along with other Republican members, every person that we spoke to, without exception, said two things. One, that the border is the worst that they have seen it in their lifetime. And two, that they feel that this administration has abandoned it. And so for Secretary Mayorkas to tell Congress, to tell the American public that the border is closed and that the border is secure, he is being dishonest with us. And I think that we need to continue to call him out. You throw in the number of gotaways, those individuals that we know because of electronic surveillance that crossed the border that were not apprehended, that number then rises to over a quarter of a million people in March alone. And so this individual, Secretary Mayorkas, is not being truthful, and we cannot allow him to continue to lie to the American public.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.